May 13th, the Vatican and the people of Rome come together to celebrate the anniversary of Our Lady's first apparition to the shepherd children of Fatima. Continuing a tradition initiated by Pope John Paul II, the statue of Our Lady of Fatima was brought from the small village in Portugal to St. Peter's. The Cardinal Vicar of Rome, Camillo Ruini, was to preside a special mass in the Basilica for the occasion. Pope John Paul II's death in April 2005 came less than 2 months after Sister Lucia dos Santos passed away at her convent in Coimbra, Portugal, at the age of 98. Sister Lucy, to some, was one of the three children of Fatima to whom Our Lady appeared at the beginning of the 20th century. She and the late Pope kept in touch regularly up to the very last moments of her life, and, as you'll soon hear, with special reason. She was a quiet, introspective child whose encounter with a radiant lady in white changed her life forever. Lucia and her two cousins, Francisco and Jacinta, saw Our Lady a total of 6 times in their village of Fatima. It was 1917, the height of the First World War, and a period of religious persecution in Portugal. The shepherd children told of 3 prophecies that Our Lady had revealed to them. The first, a vision of hell, where those who fail to repent their sins will fall. The second predicted the outbreak of World War II. The third prophecy, not revealed until the year 2000, predicted an attempt on the life of a pope, a bishop dressed in white. That pope was Pope John Paul II, who survived an assassin's bullet in St. Peter's Square on May 13, 1981. He attributed his recovery to the Virgin Mary, whose feast was celebrated that very day. The bullet is today lodged in the crown of the Virgin statue in Fatima. Pope John Paul met Sor Lucia 3 times, the last of which was in May 2000 for celebrations in Fatima marking the beatification of Francisco and Jacinta. It was the last time Sister Lucia appeared in public. In a radio appeal, she called on Portugal to remain faithful to God and to thank God for the graces he has given the world through the Madonna.
Que procure ser fiéis a Deus e agradecidos as graças que Deus, por meio de Nossa Senhora, tem concedido a Portugal e ao mundo.
Though the prophecies she and the other children bore were troubling, how did Sister Lucia perceive them? The National Director of the Pontifical Mission in Austria, Father Leo Masberg, met Sister Lucy several times and gives us some insight.
I'm sure that she was a person of deep suffering. All the big saints are people of deep suffering. But she didn't suffer in the way which we might normally imagine. I believe that she suffered because the message of love which God gave through her and through Our Lady was not accepted. So in this sense, she is a bearer of a sad message. But the sadness is that we did not accept the message. It's not that the message is sad. The message is a message of hope, because God entrusted her with a wonderful promise. He said that you will remain in this world for quite some time, quite many years actually. And Jesus wants this because he wants to use you so that people may recognize me, Our Lady, and love me. And he, Jesus, wants to introduce the devotion to my Immaculate Heart. And those who accept this devotion, I promise salvation, and many souls will love God, and they are like the flowers which are put in front of me to ornament his throne. So what she really does, or what Our Lady does in that message, she describes a type of soul. And if you look at the people who accept that message, it's very interesting. They are like a big family. The family of those who have the tenderness of heart, and this tenderness of heart Lucia herself had in a very, very high degree. You immediately felt at home with her. So she was a bearer of this message, and she was obviously living that message herself very, very strongly.
a very interesting woman. This is a complete woman. Of course, a very religious woman. But even on a natural aspect, it's a very humoristic Sister Lucia. Always happy, always glad.
Monsignor Luciano Guerra is rector of the Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima. He told me he's convinced Sister Lucy offered her sacrifices for the Pope.
Because the Pope has a very special place in the devotion of the children of Fatima. So, because Our Lady spoke about the Pope, the mission of the Pope in the world, and the children, especially little Jacinta, had a very, very intense and special devotion to the Holy Father. So every time she had a sacrifice or a prayer to offer, they did remember the Holy Father as the fourth intention they had. First intention was to consider the conversion of sinners. Second intention was peace. Another intention was in reparation for the sinners against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And then the fourth intention was exactly the Holy Father. And little Jacinta did never forget this intention. And she had also two visions about the Holy Father consecrating the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So it's very, very intense, this link between the message of Fatima, between the lives of the children, and the Holy Father, the Pope.
Monsignor Luciano Guerra, rector of the Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima.